USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Under President Trump's administration, about 300 children crossed the border in an attempt to get into the United States. President Biden touting open borders during his campaigning, a Customs and Border Protection staffer told Biden officials Thursday, the agency is now projecting 13,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border in May of 2021. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in eastern Syria late Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed multiple structures belonging to the Iranian-backed forces were destroyed in a U.S. airstrike. No reports of casualties or damage. Leading female Democratic politicians stayed silent Thursday on the sexual harassment allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo by former aide Lindsey Boylan, New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were all no comment. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Lady Gaga's adorable little dogs were kidnapped in a violent theft. USA Radio News Bureau, Pacific Northwest, Wendy King reports.
Two of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs, named Koji and Gustav, were stolen after the singer's dog walker was shot in Hollywood, California. A Los Angeles Police Department spokesperson confirmed to People magazine that the robbery happened on Wednesday night on Sierra Bonita Avenue in Hollywood. The dog walker was transported to the hospital in stable condition and is now recovering, according to sources close to Lady Gaga. The shooter was described as male. He used a semi-automatic handgun and was spotted leaving in a white sedan. The investigation is still ongoing. A representative for Lady Gaga has confirmed that she's offering $500,000 for the return of her dogs. She is now currently in Italy shooting a movie.
Thanks for listening at TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
While lawmakers in Washington, D.C. haggle over minimum wage, Costco is doing their employees one better. Wendy King from the USA Radio News Bureau's Pacific Northwest reports.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said during a Senate budget hearing committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage.
The Senate parliamentarian ruled that a plan to gradually increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025 does not fit the complicated rules that govern budget bills in the Senate. Boogity, boogity, boogity! NASCAR invades Miami, Florida Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Next week, NASCAR moves into Las Vegas, Nevada. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.